Let's have a look at this. Close range. We had to have a fight with one another. Do you know, I remember you turning up on the day, having your sort of caffeine shake. What was it?
It was pre-workout. When pre-workout was like new.
Yeah. And I remember you being like straight away, like, you know, 7 a.m, really G'd up. And I remember thinking, Jesus Christ, this guy's well up for it.
I remember you having your first scoop. I remember.
So I thought I better get some, yeah. And it gave me cramp.
Yeah, it gave you something.
Okay, guys, so if you enjoy content like this, and I certainly hope you are enjoying this content, you can help support me and my fan club over at Patreon, where you're going to get exclusive access into the life of Scott Adkins. You're going to get behind the scenes on all my latest movies, exclusive content that can be seen nowhere else. You're going to get an insight into my training regimen, the martial arts, the fitness, the bodybuilding, how I do certain things. You are going to get fight breakdowns, loads of them, left, right, and center. And on top of all that, you're going to get exclusive access to new episodes and extended footage from the Art of Action. If you're a Scott Adkins fan, it really is the place to be. So all you got to do is follow the link in the description below. And I really hope that I get to see you there.
I remember when you were doing fights in front of the house, and I was standing back with Isaac, and you were doing some stuff with somebody else, and you took the drink. You're like, Jeremy, can I get that drink? So I give it to you, and you were doing laps before the take. Do you remember that? You were doing laps. Like, everybody would get set, and you would run a lap, and Isaac would be like, you ready? And you're like, call it, mate. And you're doing a lap. And then you go, okay, 3, 2. And then you'd come to your spot, 1, action. And then you would go. And
well, for like, a fight, was that or something else? That must have been for some drama. Needed to be out of breath or something.
No, I remember you doing it before. It was either our fight or another fight.
I wouldn't be doing it before our fight. I'd be conserving my energy to fight with you. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
But no, look, this is great stuff. You choreographed all this, and I mean, here you are again, like, just elevating that sweep into something crazy.
That was tough, because that, like, the little up slant on the hill, and it was just straight up gravel and sand for us. Like, there's no...
Yeah, I remember you doing it a few times too, because this was probably early in the morning. We had problems on this location where the sun would be low in the sky for quite a bit of it, so you'd get a lot of camera shadow. You can see how the sunlight changes here. And then probably this is the next morning.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, no, for me, honestly, it was so fun. You know, I'm so used to people complaining on big budget movies about no time, no preparation, none of this. And I remember doing this for, we didn't get paid much at all for this, but I just wanted to, you know, work with you and put something fun together and have, you know, create memories. And we did, man. We had a lot of fun. I remember.
Do you remember this bit, though?
I talked to those stunt guys.
Do you remember? I remember this bit because I used to wear this knee brace back in the day because I tore my ACL 2011.
Yeah.
And so I still was a bit concerned. So if ever I had to do something quite active, I'd put the knee brace on. I remember you blocking it, the metal on the brace.
Yeah. Do you remember you choking me out?
Something like that. Yeah. I remember you just saying here, just smash me down. Bang. Well, you've smashed yourself down there. Look at that.
I wasn't afraid to.
Face plant.
Gravel. But this bit, I remember I said, I was like, Scott, I can't stand when people pretend to choke people in movies. So just choke me. And you're like, no, mate. I'm like, it looks fake, bro. Just do it. You know, I was like, do it until they yell cut. I was out. I was out. Twice I went out. It was funny.
Amazing. My only regret with this fight is that, because Isaac does like to shoot the Hong Kong sort of 22 frames.
Yeah.
Which I think the speed that we were going at, we didn't need to, and you could tell in some of it.
Yeah, it looks cranked. That's probably the only thing. And it's funny because Isaac wasn't, remember, we did that kind of on our own.
As with David Wald, wasn't it?
David Wald. And if Isaac would have seen that while we were shooting it, he would have been like, oh, it's too fast, it's too much. Maybe he would have changed it. But well,
No.
it was so fun for me. That was fun.
It was great for me, mate. Amazing to work with someone that's taken all that pre-workout and ready to go.
Was
Whoa.
making a name for myself, bro. I could not be on, right? I was like, whatever I got to do to be on. And I just remember looking at my ass, Scott Atkins, man. I was like, all right, well, here we go. And it was one of those moments in my career because, I don't get to fight the lead as a one-on-one fight all the time. So when I get to do that, because, Chad would say, you look like you're never gonna fight the lead or double the lead. You look like you're 12. Like you make all these jokes. He's like, yo, he's like, I'm gonna make you a successful stuntman under 6 foot and not Caucasian. He's like, you're fighting all these. He goes, you know how many Asians I could fight that can I could find that could fight at your height? And that was always he always trained me mentally since I was, young. He would just say it. He's like, you got to make yourself more useful than a lead double. He's like, because you're never going to get to double anybody and you're never going to play that lead villain because you're just Hollywood, right? But it forced me to train in a different way and train my brain in a different way. And so when I did get the chance to fight, say you or Tiger, where it wasn't so Hollywood or it wasn't so controlled by a big studio, right? And it was just down and dirty. It didn't even matter for paychecks at that point. It was just like, oh, I'm here with Scott. Let's go. And
Well, I suppose it's more in line with, I know you do a lot of like sort of you would do your own fight sequences within the team, short film sort of stuff. So you have your opportunities to perform, choreograph in front of the camera and maybe direct. And then when you do a big Hollywood movie, it's never, it's always bits and pieces and difficult because the actor's been doubled a lot, blah, blah, blah. But then you get to come and do a down and dirty martial arts movie. It's nice to do, isn't it? Because you know that what you want, you can put on. There's nobody saying, oh, you can't do that, because it's up to us, and we're going to do what we like to do in our spare time anyway.
You asked me before we started recording if there was any fights that I would want to talk about, and every time this question comes up, I'm like, man, I've been doing this 14 years, and I can't think of a single fight that other than the fights that they're going to bring up where, I did exactly what I wanted because I feel like as a fight coordinator, you don't get to just come in and create something. You're like a fight coordinator is the action version of a wedding planner or a house contractor, Like you may know the right tools, you may know what colors go together and what looks good together, but the client is always going to say, no, I want this. And it's got to be this to the store, So even if you create a crazy fight with amazing action that still has all the story beats in the script, a lot of times somebody will come in and say, the director or the producers or the actor come in and no, it doesn't look right because of this. And so by the time on all the big movies he gets work on, by the time he makes it on the screen, you know this more than anybody. Whatever the fight coordinator choreographed is not totally his. Sometimes that's for the better, but a lot of times as a martial art nerd, you're kind of like, it's gotta be more about the story and I gotta take away
You're gonna have to let the editor put his little editing spin on the footage.
So I mean, I fight there's a lot of fun stuff, but for one fight, it's the down and dirty ones, like with you and Tiger, like that. Those are fun ones.
Yeah, man. So you got to fight coordinate Triple X Three with Donnie Yen, Tony Jaa. That's right, fight coordinator, right?
And
Yeah.
Tony Jaa double.
And Tony Jaa and Michael Bisping. So, and of course, Vin Diesel. How was that experience? How was it
Oh
working with, Donnie and Tony?
man. Man, I mean, to be honest, I thought I was gonna have more, from being on all these shows with all these big action stars where everybody's stealing, everybody's attention, trying to make it about them.
Yeah.
This was actually a really fun show for me because I thought Donnie, I didn't know who Donnie, I knew who Donnie Yen was, but I didn't know how he was gonna treat me, I didn't know if he was cool, after working with some of my other heroes that didn't turn out so cool. I was like, Donnie would be a big upset for me if he wasn't cool. But first day he was on set, he called me and John Valera into his trailer and he's like, okay, this is what I want to do. And he had all these crazy ideas and you just kind of had to keep up. And he was super, he had his own choreographer that would watch our trainings, our rehearsals, and we would ask him, is Donnie gonna like this? And he could tell we were getting really insecure about it because we would ask him every day. And finally he told the translator, like, come translate. He goes, you guys are doing great. If Donnie doesn't like, he would tell you by now. And we're like, okay, we're doing something good. So we were just worried about choreographing for Donnie. But once we got there, like, okay, he was awesome. And then Tony Jaa, if anybody's ever worked with Tony Jaa, all you do is laugh and dance and sing on set. He's fucking awesome. He's a blast. And then Bisbing, of course, as he's who he is, man. Like he just gets in your face and he talks shit and he's a man's man. So
Yeah,
hanging out
he's a
with
great
him by
laugh.
Crafty outside the set, hanging out with him,
And this was just before he became the champ.
no, during
During, ah.
during, when we started filming this, we were supposed to have Conor McGregor, and so that's when Conor took his
Yeah.
first loss, and Conor said, "Fuck that movie, I'm not coming. I'm gonna come back and win again," and so Bisping came, and I was like, "Oh man." I was so nervous. First, I was nervous with Connor because that was the height of Connor.
Yeah.
And I knew what a cocky shit I was, back then. I was like, I've had actors and martial artists always test me, like if I'm a real martial artist or not. So I was actually training in secret. I was training,
Just in case, just
thinking
in
in
case Connor was like, come on,
for
kid, let's
the
see what you
same
got.
age. We're the same age, and I knew how hot-headed I was, and if he you see him on the
You're
interviews.
not working on Roadhouse by any chance, are you?
What's that?
You're
Roadhouse?
not going to be doing Roadhouse, are you?
No. Actually, my buddy Steve Brown from there just called me the other week, but yeah, no, I'm not on it.
Okay.
But they're having a good time there. I was so worried though that because I was such a big fan, but also like I don't
Yeah.
falter. And back then I was still kind of learning how to deal with people. And I remember I was training and
Yeah.
I'm like, I have to have his respect. So if I ever say anything or change anything in a choreo, like he listens to me because,
Yeah.
and then we ended up with Bisbing and he had all his thoughts on how choreo should be done and what he wanted to do. And he was actually funny because he was game. He was trying to do jump back kicks. He's like, I should do this. And he was trying to do jump back kicks. And I was like, there's already a really good English fight performer, stunt actor that does really nice back kicks. Don't
Don't say that. I'm cutting that out. Yeah.
no, I'm just kidding.
No,
No,
okay.
he his back kick wasn't made for show. His back kick was made to collapse you. And I was like,
This is the thing. This is the thing. This is the difference between real fighting and film fighting.
yeah.
It's gotta be pretty or I don't know, cinematic.
Yeah. And what's funny is I thought I was gonna have more trouble with Bisping as well, just because his reputation is being pretty blunt.
Yeah.
And
He's a
I
good
think
laugh, though, isn't
he's great. Oh man, Back then I was smoking a lot, so we'd hang out by Crafty outside. I'd be smoking and we're just talking shit the whole time. And it was freezing. We're in Toronto, and he was just a good dude to hang out with on set. But during filming, when he fought Luke Rockhold, who dropped out, I forgot who it was, but he gets the call and he's like, "Guys, I'm leaving. I gotta go and fight. I'm only gone for a couple of days. I'll come back." And we were like, "What happens if something happens? It's Luke
Yeah, what
Rockhold."
happens if he gets like a big flipping, his face could be completely smashed to pieces. It happens all the time.
I mean, he's already had problems with his eye, right? From being, and we were all worried about it. And then he left, became the champ, then came back, did some acting, and we were like, "Holy shit!" Like, this guy walks the walk, talks the talk, and walks the walk. He didn't blink once. He didn't falter. He just came in, and
Yeah,
man.
turned out that he believes that it actually helped because normally he would train so hard for a fight that he believes he's always overtrained and not having the time to really like punish himself like he really would. He kind of worked out for him in some ways, not having enough as much time to focus on what was ahead of him and just go in there and do it. And yeah, turned out amazing.
He did great. And I wish to work with him again.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Right, let's talk about it. The end fight of Gemini Man. So there's a lot that's going on here in terms of obviously choreographing, but I mean, how do you, okay, so there's a lot of augmentation with CG going on, and it's not entirely clear what's real and what isn't sometimes. So talk me through some of this.
So this was crazy because the original script was a lot more grounded. And then JJ brought in Ang Lee and made me do some flips for him. And Ang apparently rewrote this character of the second clone, Marcos, not Marcos. That's Marcos Aurora in the suit.
That's right, yeah.
We brought Marcos Aurora out for that, but he wanted this guy to basically his first clone is just a better version of him, and his second clone is supposed to be almost Captain America. And it was literally because he saw some of the tricking stuff we were doing, and he said, I want to see basically a super soldier, because this guy is not a human, but he's not a robot, so he's a hyper realistic human." And basically, Ang Lee was very hands-on with what he wanted to see. Literally, we were sitting there, and this is n not nearly cl remotely close to the original thing I choreographed.
Really?
Because Ang was so hands-on.
Yeah.
I was pretty much, it was choreographed by Ang through me, basically. I was just there kind of facilitating it. Obviously, except for the tricking where I jumped in the suit.
Right.
He would
So
say, "I want to see something like this here." And this was a crazy.
just to talk to me about this bit. So that's the young Will Smith. So is it Will doing it, or is it someone that's got the same sort of body shape as a younger Will?
So this one right here, on this freeze frame, it's a guy named Vaughn. I forgot his last name, but Vaughn
Yeah.
was his double. So young Will Smith
And
is
was
double.
Vaughn good at fighting, or
But
just
he's a great tricker. I think he
right,
grew up
okay.
doing Wing Chun, but crazy tricker, crazy free runner as well. But this was actually his first movie. So his first movie, he got to double Will Smith.
Can I ask Jeremy, because I'm interested, this when he gets punched here, it's got like some sort of, it doesn't look completely natural. Like it's.
I mean, so Aang was doing this thing on this movie where he would extend the punches in CG.
Right.
And he was doing all kinds of stuff with the technology. And I think they were altering our bodies in random spots.
So it
So
is
that's
actually
where
shot
you're
on.
getting that. What's
So
that?
is it live on set? There's two real people doing it. And then it's sort of like there's CG manipulation going on.
Yeah, they were playing with a bunch of stuff where, you know, he didn't want things to look disconnected, and he didn't
What
want
about this then?
reactions. What's that?
Sorry, I keep
That
interrupting
one
you
he
because I'm
nailed
just.
him.
Oh, is that
Marco
for
nailed
real?
him. He nailed him right there. That helmet was so hard to see out of. It was
Wow.
like this, and I think
Well,
that
that's
was the
great then.
thing where Marco was like, he's like, oh, dude, I couldn't see him, so I went a little too deep.
Okay. All right.
Well,
Yeah, I was
that
thinking, man, that looked real.
yeah, that
It
one was
was.
real. They, yeah, Aang wanted us, he would make us do a version where we were being safe stuntmen, and just doing what we normally do. Then he would make us do a version where they would separate just a little bit and swing as hard as they can, so you get the full intent. Because
Right. Okay.
Aang had this, he was on this kick where he's like, even the best fight choreographers and performers, I can tell when you're doing choreography, it doesn't look real. So I want you to fully swing. And so they would be separated just for safety, and then they would extend the hand. So there's a lot of weird, crazy
Okay.
technology that
So
you're looking
you
for.
do a version where you're away from the other guy and then they can move him in and then like with CG make it. Make the connection happen and right. I mean, it's pretty cool actually because I knew something was going on, and I must admit that it does. I mean, it has to be sort of like not a realistic movie and it's amped up, but it has a good effect.
I mean, yeah, it is weird, and I think also because it's a face replacement, so they have to alter it no matter what. So even some of the stuff that looks that is was real feels altered because your eye is so fixed on the face being CG. So,
And they
but that
shot it at what was it? The frame rate was different as well, wasn't it?
yeah, it was some
Forget.
ridiculous. I forget the tech specs, but only
Yeah.
like 8 theaters across America could actually play it in what it was intended to be.
Yeah. Well, what about this bit here? What's is this for real?
That's me doing that for
Was
real,
he doing so is that are you doing that? In the space on your own, or were the other actors there
yeah, this
reacting?
is as real as you can get, because you could tell, first of all, I look tiny compared to them. It was funny because in the beginning of the project, JJ and I had this idea that they were going to mocap me doing it, and then they can change the size of me, but they said that's too much for the mocap budget or the VFX budget. And JJ was like, yeah, we're going to have them make you a suit so you can double whoever, because we had a hard time finding Marco. Like, Marco wasn't originally going to be that double. And Marco came in a pinch. But they throughout the show, they were building me a suit that was supposedly really expensive. But then finally, throughout the shoot, Aang comes to me and says, Jeremy, yes. He goes, you cannot double the mask guy. And I said, that's what I've been saying, is if I'm not mocapping and you're not altering my size, like, I'm gonna be looking this big if I do the whole fight next to Will Smith and his double. And so they stopped making my suit. They had the whole suit head down, but the helmets were really expensive. So they made the helmet for Marco, and there's a picture somewhere where Marco's like 2 feet taller than me, and I'm holding the helmet, and the helmet looks like it's as big as my body, but the helmet, literally the eyes were like this, and because it was made for Marco's head, I had to stuff a bunch of paper towels underneath that helmet, and the whole time, every time I turned my head, the helmet wouldn't turn with me, so it'd be like this in the helmet. And then when I would trick, it would be doing this.
No. Yeah.
So I did that whole tricking thing blind.
Oh.
I did it based off feel.
Well, it's a good job you've done those moves a few times then.
Yeah, I mean, I had to stick with something that I knew I was gonna nail all the time, and it was fun. But it was just one of those, all right, here we go. We could make something cool, or I might break my friend's nose. Ready, action.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant,
Excellent.
man. I just want to get your take on what is needed to make good cinematic action. I don't know, what do you feel that people don't necessarily know or appreciate about what it takes to put good action on screen?
What producers don't appreciate
I don't know,
it?
just
No.
what would your approach be?
If it was me, I would have no time limit. I would have no time limit, and I would have, the best guys in the world all in one room. I mean, there's so many movies going on right now that everybody's busy and everybody's running their own shows. If it was me, you'd have the best choreographers. Just, if I wanted to make something dear to my heart, all in one thing. But I think for me, in terms of what creates good action, in a performer, there was a long time where stunt people always been told, "Don't, you're not an actor, right? You're a stunt performer. Be quiet. Only perform or talk when you're being talked to." As a stunt performer, people are always told, to hide, not in the limelight. So, don't be an actor.
Yeah.
I was always told by Chad, he said, "Be an actor, learn how to act, but don't act like an actor in that actory sense. Don't present yourself that way." He said, Chad always told me, "You're a performer. If you're in front of the camera, you're a performer. So you are an actor, but in the stunt community, you'd be looked at weird if you promote yourself as an actor." So I think that was the most important advice in terms of choreographing for me, because it made me learn about the feel of what fights should feel like. And, we've done things that we weren't proud of in terms of our art, whether it's acting or stunts. We're like, "Man, I could have done this better. I could have done that better." But throughout the years, because of that nugget of knowledge from Chad, where he said, "Learn how to act and study acting, study different techniques and put that into your body language." For me, that helped more than just trying to do the next big move. They always try to tone me down. They're like, "We know you could do all the crazy stuff. How about the feel?" And for me, you lose it in all these MCU sometimes when everything is kick punch, flying by a blast, and then superhero pose. There's no feel in the fight. It's aggressive and it looks great. But I just want to see something either super down and dirty or super comedic, like old Jackie Chan, where you have a
Yeah.
feel. Because even though they're doing crazy stuff, Jackie has a feel that makes you want to keep watching, and it's all here while he's doing this. So
Yeah.
yeah, good action gives you good feels. That's what I take from that rant. I rant a lot. You know me.
Yeah, no, that's what I want. The art of action, we have to talk about the art of it at some point.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, there's not much, well, there's nothing that we both of us can say
Yeah.
about John Wick 4, other
Yeah,
than
I
I
knew this
can't
was
wait for it to
coming.
come out. But just in a general sense,
Yeah.
was it great to get the fight coordinator spot on a John Wick movie?
Yeah, John Wick 4, fight coordinating John Wick 4 was a great one for me, because I hadn't gotten to work that close with Chad in a long time. And I think it's the first time he got to see me. And I got a couple of those looks of like, "Oh, son's grown up." Like, there's a couple of check marks
Yeah.
there. So it was good for me in the career aspect of my growth under my teacher. But based on what you put on the camera screen for us, based on what Donnie's put down on camera for us, based on what Keanu, Shamir Anderson, everybody, I'm so excited to share John Wick 4. I'm so excited to cheers you at the premiere, and watch it. Yeah, it's gonna be good. If you guys like judo and cars together,
Wow. Ooh.
that's gonna be a good one. That was a little bit cryptic,
That's a
like.
little bit. Just talk to me about that grip knife thing you did, because that was seriously impressive.
It's made by a real tactical company, so I don't have a prop grip knife.
It's got that John Wick vibe.
I just thought we were just doing this as a previs to a real promo, and then it became the promo.
I love the violence, man.
Okay, so if you liked that video, then please like the video. And if you want to see more videos of the same sort of thing, then subscribe. And you know the drill, push the notification bell. And if you don't, then I don't know, maybe I'll have to find you and smash the lights out, as the great Boyka once said. I'm joking.